This is the sound of the new publishing industry. A few taps on the keyboard, a mouse click or two, and anyone wanting to become a published author is in business. Self-publishing websites like Lulu.com and self-publishing.com are taking the definition of desktop publishing to a new level. Users of Lulu.com can upload their manuscripts to this site and have them professionally formatted and bound according to their own specifications. The process allows users the kind of creative independence that may not be found with mainstream publishers. Alexandra Innes is a freelance writer and copy editor who has worked for Salon Magazine, The National Post, and The Toronto Star. She recently co-wrote and self-published the book Follicles through Lulu.com. She says that self-publishing is all about freedom.
It's your own thing. It's your own project, and you have full control over it. So that's a very nice thing. It means also when the book sells, you get the full profit from it. This is actually the second printing. We had 500 printed in the first batch, and now we've had another 500 printed. And in the second batch, I'm happy to say the book paid for itself.
However, Innes says that success in this area comes down to effective self-promotion.
It is a lot of work to self-promote, because it's not just self-publishing. Anybody can self-publish, and then you've got, 500 books sitting in your living room. So what? So you've got to self-promote. For example, we had a launch last year, which was enormously successful. It was just really, 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 really great. Since then, I've been able to get this independent bookstore to take it and that independent bookstore to take it. So there's a lot more effort in self-publishing because you've got to self-promote as well.
Gisela Azorba, Observer Radio News.